What's good, everybody? This is Mega Rand, and I'm back once again. Matt Mania is back in the building. Don't get it twisted. We ain't going nowhere. Actually, I did. I went to Japan, and I had a blast, dude. I went all over the place, played some great shows. Big shout out to everybody in Yokohama, Tokyo, and everywhere we went. The Square Sounds Festival was lit, as the kids say. The show we did in Yokohama with the good folks, both the Masters and the peoples at River City Records was lit, and we had a great time. But the best part probably was that I got to go to New Japan Pro Wrestling live at a house show, and it was epic, unreal, dude. Like, it was so cool seeing like Kenny Omega, seeing Will Ospreay, seeing like Big Mike Elgin and Evil and all these other really cool guys. But I actually got to see Jushin Thunder Liger, dude, like the legend. I've been hearing about this dude since I got into wrestling. So being able to see him live was unreal. So great time. But anyway, we're back. I got a good special guest for you. My homeboy Rock Knowledge, founding member of the Writers Guild, is in the building. This actually signifies 1 year to when I started doing this, because Night of Champions is coming up. And Night of Champions happened in Houston, and I was there. And after that show, I got inspired to create this podcast. So here we are, full circle, 1 year of podcasting. And that was a memorable moment because it was Sting's last match. Seth Rollins wound up injuring him, and probably last time anyone would ever see Sting. So I have now seen Sting's last match, Shawn Michaels' last match. I think that's it as far as like last matches I've seen. But kind of sad though. That's not really a thing to brag about, because that was really sad. But anyway, really excited to be back podcasting with y'all. I'm about to go on this huge tour, and this weekend I will be in Tulsa, Oklahoma, when the pay-per-view is going down. So we did some predictions. We talked about Hulk Hogan. There's some rumors going around that Hulk Hogan might come back. So I got a question for y'all. You know something, brother? It's been a long time since we heard from Hulkamania. So the big question is, for the Matt Maniacs, what you gonna do? No, really. What are you gonna do? Are you gonna cheer? Are you gonna boo? Are you gonna cheer but then write snarky comments on the internet? Are you gonna draw a cool sign and then hold it up hoping that it gets on TV? What you gonna do, brother, if Hulkamania returns to TV? We also talk about CM Punk. We talk about SmackDown vs. Raw. We talk about all the great new champions and what's going on right now. I had a lot to catch up on, so this is a chock full meaty episode, and I'm really happy to bring it to you. As always, it's Mega Rand and it's Matt Mania, and I appreciate you all for telling your peoples about it. So let's get it started. Ring the bell. Yo, what's going on, everybody? This is Mega Rand, and I'm back with another episode of Matt Mania, where we talk wrestling past, present, and future. And as usual, I got a guest. This guest is a very special guest, one of my closest homies and oldest homies from out here in Phoenix. I want to shout out the man, Rock Knowledge, in the building.
Yes, sir. The self-proclaimed hip-hop of heel of AZ hip-hop is here. You know?
Absolutely. You're like the Bobby the Brain Heenan of
I don't know if that's like a good thing or a bad thing. I'm like, because Bobby Heenan did some wild things.
But you know, he was respected at the end of the day.
He was.
You know what I mean?
He was the brain.
He was out there.
Yeah. Know?
Very opinionated. So, all right. I know you mostly from music, poetry, and all types of things. But meanwhile, all the while, you've also been a big wrestling fan
myself.
So, real quick, give the people your introduction to wrestling. Like, what's your earliest wrestling memory that you can remember that kind of got you started?
I remember watching, Saturday Night's Main Event came on one time when I was a kid. Mm. And then I remember being in grade school and, borrowing the old Coliseum home video, WWF tapes from back in the day. Like, I remember having, WrestleMania 2. And then, my pops used to take me and my sister to this little hood video spot, and they always had, wrestling tapes.
Nice.
So I would just pick them up, and I was hooked, man. Went to my first live event when I was, I don't know, 9 or 10. And
do you remember who fought there? Like, what was the main event?
Main event, I don't remember, but I do remember getting a pair of Bret Hart's glasses and having the Nasty Boys sign them.
Oh, that's dope.
I don't have it no more, though, so it kind of sucks. But yeah, there was that, and just, I was a big fan, I would say, up until, like, you know, 13, 14, 15, because then I kind of, like, drifted a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then I have a younger brother who was really big into it. He was a little kid at the time, and that got me back into it.
Okay.
So, like,
as always, for everybody, there's an in and out, you know what I mean? Yeah, I mean, like, with me, just, I was kind of in and out for forever. And then what got me back in, I guess, in the 90s, of course, the whole NWO thing and all that. The early 2000s, I kind of fell off. Once Raw and SmackDown kind of split, you know, I was just like, eh. And then I would go back to SmackDown. We were talking about it earlier, like, because there was just dope wrestling going on SmackDown.
Yeah, SmackDown in, like, I want to say, like, 02 to, like, 05, 06, to me, was the best brand in the company. They had the best roster. Shout out to my man Judgment, my man ALX, my man Kelly. We used to do Hip Hop Show and Tell every Thursday. We listen to new hip hop and we watch SmackDown, because SmackDown used to be a Thursday thing.
Right.
We did that consistently for a long time. So, like, I saw, you know, Brock Lesnar superplex the Big Show when the ring collapsed.
Yeah,
I saw when Team Angle came out. And, you know, I saw it was Chris Benoit when he got super kicked into a German suplex from Charlie Haas and Shelton Benjamin.
There's some great, great moments, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yes. I always was a Raw guy, but I didn't have cable, so SmackDown got me into it.
See, I didn't have cable either, so I was relegated to watching strictly on SmackDown, or if I was at, like, my dad had cable, my mom didn't. Okay. So I'd catch Raw at my dad's, or I'd catch it at homie's houses, or I would just read about it here and there, but...
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So wrestling right now, it's a strange thing because I think only because of the what I see and who I, like, how I talk to almost everybody is a wrestling fan now. I feel like wrestling might be bigger now than it was in its heyday. Probably only because there's just more people into it. But
it's the reach.
But I gotta say, like, but what's your opinion, obviously, right now on where wrestling is as far as the quality of the wrestling, the quality of storylines, quality of talent? Compared to, I guess, those days?
Talent-wise, I mean, I think the talent's crazy. I think I like what they did with NXT. I wish they wouldn't have, you know, like, sucked the rosters dry when they did when they did the, you know, the second brand extension. But looking at how, I mean, the network really opened things up. I mean, it did give NXT a platform. And, I mean, there was a point in time where I thought NXT was better than both Raw and SmackDown. You know?
And I think they felt that too, and that's why they kind of wanted a piece of that energy by bringing those guys up, the Enzo and Cass's and, like, Bailey. I mean, you could just see how the crowd goes insane for these guys. So it's like they wanted some of that energy on the big shows, I'm sure.
Yeah, and I mean, it's a different time too. I mean, with the network and just the internet, and, you know, it's there's a lot of wrestling content now. At times, I think it's too much. Like, I kind of wish Raw wasn't a 3-hour show. Because I think it's a lot. And if you look at the ratings kind of say that people aren't really into it like that. I think a lot of people do tune into the network. I know when I have it on and off, but I love it. But I watch the old stuff.
Yeah, I'm all about the old stuff.
That's, like, my thing.
Man, I got excited when they put up a bunch of, like, really rare matches. And I just started going back and watching those, like, old Jake the Snake and old Ricky the Dragon Steamboat and Shawn Michaels. Man, and, like, that's all I got it for. I was like, what? I can access the old stuff? I got really excited.
I'm big on that. Like, being able to watch pay-per-views, yeah, that's cool. I'm really a fan of, like, I've always been a fan of, like, their, like, documentary style, like, features on everybody. I watch all those. I like those. I think one of my favorite ones was the Monday Night Wars one.
Yeah, that was great.
That series on the network is incredible.
It's so good, dude.
Yeah, man.
Like, and I learned so much stuff from that, you know. I was watching it at the time because I would literally flip back and forth. Like, I was in college, and I was flipping back and forth between USA and TNT. And of course, you would miss things in that time. But, like, they had the episode. You see the episode about Goldberg?
Oh, yeah.
And, like, I was a Goldberg mark. I'm going to just be real. I was absolutely
a
super Goldberg fan. But like, moves. I feel like they kind of buried him a little bit in that. They were like, Goldberg couldn't wrestle, so we didn't put him in long matches.
You got to think about it, though. Like, when they were doing that, I don't think Goldberg and WWE were on good terms. And, you know, I mean, Vince McMahon might be the king of petty. So, shout outs to Vince Kennedy McMahon, but he may be the king of the pettiness, but...
Yeah, he will. He will take shots.
All the shots.
Petty LaBelle.
And what are you going to do?
Yeah, you can't do anything.
He's the chairman.
Crazy thing, though, about... you know, and I always say, no matter how... somebody's, you know, on terms with the company, anything's always possible.
Ain't no doors closed. Like,
no doors never closed.
You know, I mean, I take that back. I think the only door that might be closed and you may never see them speak on it again is Benoit. I don't think you'll never see that guy mentioned.
Okay, yeah, that door is closed.
Understandably
and,
so.
And I understand why.
Yeah. But like everybody else, I mean, Hogan.
If you're alive.
Hogan's coming back.
You have a chance.
Hogan's going to come back.
Hogan, there's, I think so.
Honestly, there's too much money to be made. Yeah. By the company to bring him back.
We talk about it all the time, like, what could Hogan do to get in the good graces? Because I feel like we're close, because it's been a while. And honestly, and we want to love him. Like, I threw away my Hulkamania shirt, but...
A lot of people did.
But I want to rock with Hulk, because I loved him growing up.
I grew up loving him, too, so that's why when, like, all the things happened, I was like, damn, bro, like really?
Not you, no. Not you, brother. But, like, but what would he do? Like, I joked about it all the time. Like, when he won all that money from the Gawker lawsuit, like, if he had just, like, donated that to, like, Black Lives Matter or something.
Spin it.
We were like, all right, you cool, Hulk.
Because I think that, like, most people are at a point now where they're like, you know what? All right, cool. But I think the only ones that aren't really at that point is the company.
Yeah, I think most people are over it.
I think they're probably a little bit afraid just because of the current climate, too.
Yeah, it's a lot of racial stuff, and I feel like even if they have a little bit of the audience that's against it, and then signs start popping up, and I feel like it could get bad.
But let's be real, though, man. If you're at a live event, if you're watching Raw and SmackDown on TV, and you hear the song.
Oh, now, okay.
You're going to mark out.
Yo, you're going to pop. Like,
it's Hogan.
You can't not. So I would go insane. I can't even lie.
Yeah.
I would want to be mad, but
right.
I would turn into an 8-year-old again.
Yeah, I'm sad. Like, him and The Rock are the only two that I've never seen live.
Really?
Yeah. And they're only two. And I'll probably never see either of them at this point.
I mean.
I saw Austin come back, and that was the loudest pop I ever heard in my life.
Yeah. Anything's possible, man. Like, a WrestleMania, any of them could all pop up. You know what I mean? That was the best moment at WrestleMania, is just seeing all those guys in the ring at one time. Like, I went crazy. Stone Cold came out.
Oh, yeah.
Foley, Michaels, like, everybody comes out. I was like, what?
Yeah, man.
All right, so, anywho, let's get into what's happening currently. Right now, you made a good point. You said there's probably a little too much wrestling content right now. That was like a couple weeks ago. There was a point where, I think it was during SummerSlam.
Yeah.
There was the SummerSlam show, which was a 4-hour show.
Yeah.
There was NXT, which was a 2-hour show. They had to take over. They had Raw the next day, 3 hours. You know, like, it was just so much compacted.
They draw out those pay-per-views, man. Like the SummerSlam, WrestleMania, it's like an 8-hour day. Like, are you really going to sit there and watch everything?
It's a little ridiculous. Yeah. But I think the reason they were doing that and the excuse they give is like, we want everybody to be a part of this moment. You know what I mean? All the talent in the back, like, all right, we'll throw you on a pre-show match so you can be a part of this big event.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think that affects their pay, too. I think if they perform that day, then they get paid.
Oh, it absolutely does.
They don't, they won't. Mm-hmm. So, and I remember CM Punk having an issue about that. He was talking about, like, how does the network affect, you know, what they're going to get? Because it used to be about the buy rates.
Yeah.
Like, if people buy the pay-per-view while you're the headliner,
they pay more.
You get paid more. Mm-hmm. Now, everybody already bought it. You know, I might not even watch it, but I have a subscription.
Can you even get pay-per-views on, like, satellite anymore? It's so it's done. Strictly in the Strictly network?
Yeah, they took them all off the regular service. So I don't know how that affects their pay. And then I remember Punk was like, he kept asking, and they were like, oh, we'll see. We'll let you know. And nothing ever happened.
Think he's ever going to come back?
Well, you're just talking about never say never. And I was going to ask you later. We might as well talk about it. CM Punk, can he come back? I think so. Yeah. Anything's possible. It's money, bro.
Situation's right.
You put him and Triple H in a match. Who don't want to see that?
I mean, let's be clear. Phil, I'm gonna call him Phil. Phil. Your UFC career, not gonna happen, bro.
So is it over, UFC? He said he'll be back.
I want to say I read somewhere Dana White said that his next fight may not be in the UFC.
Wow, I think he did say
that. I think he fought, what, like the 8th or 9th ranked person in his weight class and got worked in 2 minutes?
Mopped. So, he didn't even, all right, I didn't see the fight, first of all. But did he get any offense off?
Not really.
Did he throw a punch? Did he?
He got tapped. He got submitted. So, I mean, nah.
In 2 minutes.
I was kind of hoping he would have, like, had a little bit better of a showing, but, you know.
What does this say about pro wrestling when CM Punk, if you remember, when he was on top, had the longest reign as champion in recent history? It's like 400-something days.
That's a long time.
And then I think The Rock or maybe Cena beat him. I think The Rock. And he lost in 2 minutes to the 9th-ranked dude. And so yeah. I think these WWE guys gotta just chill and just go do their thing and not don't worry about what the UFC dudes are doing.
Nah, and like I mean, like I don't think we're gonna see Punk there again. I'm curious to see if and when if Brock ever goes back, just based on what happened with the tests and whatnot.
Now he's got those question marks looming. I mean, he's a natural competitor, so I could see him going back. You know, I don't know. But, yeah, I feel like those guys need to just, you know, let Conor McGregor talk. And y'all stay and do y'all thing and make y'all money.
Like, speaking of Conor, what did you think about what McGregor said about all the wrestler guys being, like, soft?
He said they're soft. And I mean, look, Phil kind of proved
it. Yeah, but I mean,
it's like y'all can't hang.
I'm pretty sure McGregor's not going to walk into the locker room popping off like that. Because he would probably get his head knocked off.
I think he would, but under rules in match, he's going to own half that locker room. It'll probably be like, and it's always like the smaller dude, so it'd have been somebody like Sin Cara that would give him a fight. I heard Sin Cara is like the toughest dude in the locker room, though.
That's
like,
funny. I actually read something about Sin Cara, and I was like,
He gave somebody some work back there. Was it one of the Vaughn villains or something?
I think it was, yeah.
And this is like his second time getting into stuff backstage.
Hey, you know. Never judge a little man like that.
You know, they got the chip on the shoulder, so.
Napoleon complex. You know,
so, I would like to see Sin Cara versus McGregor. Conor McGregor.
Can we get Conor McGregor in the Cruiserweight Classic?
Yo, that would be dope. All right, so we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to play a little bit of music. We'll come back on the other side. We're going to talk about Raw versus SmackDown. Both of their champions are both dudes who come from the Indies. Both guys who have been well-traveled. So, it's a very interesting time. For both shows. What a time to be alive. I'll be back in a second. It's Matt Mania.
Big Vinny B, man. Put that request out. You know I gotta take care of you, man. Shout out to Severini too, man. My man Sam. Demolition. Axe and Smash.
Yo. I can never flip-flop cause I lack sandals. Paint all over the track like a rap vandal. Keep it lit like a wax candle. So anybody in the pad get smashed with an axe handle. Axe and smash the wrath of a hill tandem. Old faces better yield or I will slam them. Bringing that, yup, Yo, the demolition is it. Roles never change even if I'm flipping the script. No passion lost and I dash endorsing these tracks cause there's still no flipping the fist. I'm just giving them hits. Stone cold facts, I do not brag. The ringmaster lock spots from the top half. And everybody think they got swag. So I cut them off, pour cold water on the hot tag. Picture the ball, you try run, be certain they'll search and destroy you. It's no place to hide, the devils will find you. Send chills up your spine, I'm just trying to remind you. They are one of a kind, walking disasters time too. Bet all the competition is sick and it's swamp flu. And I'm spitting rhymes full of that. They hit a wreck the hype. Two demolition men, no Wesley Snipes, lost the lone either. Theme getting flipped by a microphone heater. And I don't care who don't condone either. Enter the zone with the spikes, outfit all level. With Fuji at they side, making it all better. Rated R, I'm spitting and captivated. Lyrics like a demolition decapitation.
Yo, what's going on? It's Matt Mania, my special guest, Rock Knowledge in the building.
Yes, sir.
We are talking wrestling, of course. We've been everywhere. We've been talking about CM Punk, UFC versus WWE, all that stuff. Are you a UFC guy? You mess with it?
Not really. It's like I like watching the knockouts sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily like want to see somebody like just getting their face just pounded in like on the mat. Like,
dude, it's too much for me. I feel like a wuss, man, when I watch it. I'm like, yo, okay, stop punching him in the face like that.
Like, they get on top and they're just like clubbing him with fists, and then, you know, they call it with, you know, a few seconds, but I'm like, yo, you just like smash him, like bludgeoning somebody. Right?
It's rough. It's too much for me to watch.
It's brutal.
I can't. I'm like, ugh.
It's not for everybody.
No, it's not. All right, so right now Raw and SmackDown are competing, and I'm using air quotes. I think they're trying to get back that feeling of those early 2000s when, yeah, they were going at it and it was like actual fierce competition. And honestly, SmackDown was killing them, I thought, back then.
Oh, they were.
Right now, we've separated. Raw is developing its identity, so is SmackDown. They both have new champs, so I think calling this a new era now, it kind of makes sense. Because now we got new guys on top. It's not the same old faces.
Mm-hmm.
So, thoughts real quick on KO as champion. Universal Champion, which I think is the dumbest name. But
I was about to say, I can't. That's the stupidest name for a title.
He's the champion of the universe. So, that automatically makes it the best, the most, like, the best championship ever. It's the Universal Championship. See, I'm a history dude. And I'm going a little slight rant. I'm a history buff.
You like lineage.
I teach history. I love lineage.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have belts that have no lineage. And I don't like that at all. Like, this is not the same belt that Hogan, Savage, Flair,
yeah,
held. Even Cena. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they've erased that. And now we're like, let's start over. You know, I don't like that at all. They could have brought back the WCW belt and just been
talking
like
about the jumbo,
the big gold.
The big,
you know?
The big gold. They bring that one back.
They could have brought back the big gold.
Yeah, I like
and,
that.
And it would have been all good. But nah, they started to get a new belt that looked like, my homie Mike Eagle said, the red in it looks like a red fruit roll-up. It's the Fruit Roll-Ups Championship.
Oh, man.
But anyway, that's just my perspective. But anyway, I'm not arguing with the dudes holding it.
Yeah.
I'm just arguing with the story of lineage. I mean, WWE's thing used to always be like, oh, yesterday,
tradition,
forever, yeah, tradition, Bruno Sammartino and all that. Now you have no connection to those dudes. You know, mm-hmm, it's like, let me just toss those dudes away. But with all that being said, thoughts on KO?
I think it's dope. I think it says a lot that someone who came from the, you know, from the indie background and made a very fast ascension to the top. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's really dope. I think it's a good look because they need to engage the younger fans who are Kevin Owens fans, get those indie fans who might actually want to watch, yeah, the product now, because there's indie people that don't want to watch WWE.
That's true.
Because they just want to watch the indie stuff. So I think it's cool. Where it's going to go, I don't know. But I do feel you on the lineage thing, man. I think it's just kind of weird to just make up this title and say it's like the end-all, be-all. Like, it's, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a little weird to me, but I mean, I think new era, you know, and I was always wondering because they kept saying that this is the new era, and I was like, what is that? How is it a new era when Cena's still there and Orton's still there and all these guys? So, but I think new era just basically means it's kind of like an indie based and an indie centric way of thinking, you know, like let's start fresh, you know, yeah, and I mean, I'm okay with that, especially if it means the dudes who can wrestle are going to hit the top.
Yeah, and I just lost my train of thought.
So on to the blue brand, to SmackDown.
Yes.
I originally thought, and I still think that it's a possibility, that SmackDown would kind of be returning to the old, where it would be more about wrestling and less about the theatrics,
yeah,
and the over-the-top stuff, where they would get the best, like, pure athletes and the pure wrestlers, and they would have wrestling matches. And it started off kind of like that, and I think it's still going that way right now. AJ is the new champ.
Yes, sir.
Thoughts on AJ? We talked about him a little bit, but
yeah,
what do you think?
Like we said earlier, I think it's dope that a guy that came from TNA, who's really only known for TNA,
mm-hmm,
came into the company, got the huge pop the way he did.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he made a quick ascension to going from coming in and holding the, you know, the main belt on that show.
It's crazy because I actually had a brief moment to talk to AJ at Comic-Con. They had it was dope. They did a panel with The New Day, AJ, Becky Lynch, and I think Corey Graves was hosting it. And they asked them all about the brand split because it was like right when it happened. And AJ was like, "We didn't know anything." He's like, "That's real talk. Like, we didn't know. We didn't know what show we were going on. We didn't know if we were going to be teamed up." So when they split me from the club, I was like, "Oh, what's about to happen right now?" You know, and literally, I think like maybe a week later, they were like, "Yo, we going with you. Like, we putting the rocket on your back." You know what I mean? Right. So he didn't know. You know what I mean? You go from being like scared to death because you don't know what's about to happen. Like, I'm about to get buried on this new show, you know. Or then they'd be like, "Yeah, you the guy." You know what I mean? So it was crazy. Yeah. Even for The New Day, it was like, we didn't know if we were going to get broken up, like anything. So it was a scary moment, but I think that they had a plan. And, you know, sometimes it's about trusting the process. And as fans, we're always like, "Man, what are they doing? They don't know what they're doing." And there's a lot of stuff I complain about that they could be doing better. But AJ, they got it right. Because just think about it, I'm not a Dean Ambrose guy, and I'm going to just put that out there. I think he's a little weird.
I don't understand what the appeal is to Dean.
Not a huge Dean Ambrose guy. So him with the belt wasn't going to make me watch SmackDown. No. And this is the same guy. Like, seeing him with that big belt was like, wow, Brock Lesnar had that belt last year. Brock Lesnar destroyed you at WrestleMania, and you have the belt now. Like, right? Come on. So I didn't really feel like he was, like, worthy. And anybody that wins the belt on like a Money in the Bank cash-in, I always think you're kind of corny. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know. I'm so old school that it's funny because I wasn't watching when they first started the Money in the Bank thing.
Yeah.
And I think I think it was Edge who was like known for the guy.
Yeah, Edge did it. I want to say Edge did it twice.
He was like the ultimate opportunity.
And I think he was the first.
I believe he was.
Did the sneaky.
He was like known for that.
Like, you just got your ass beat.
Surprise!
It's over.
Spear.
But let me come out here real quick and cash this in.
Right. He was the king of that. Yeah. And I missed a lot of that era. So it's funny. When I had Merz on the show, he was saying that too. Like, being an older school dude, you only recognize certain guys for the role you saw them in. And I remember Edge and Christian as a tag team. So I don't think of Edge as like the 9-time champ. Like, I don't remember those times.
No, I think Edge from those classic TLC matches.
But yeah, TLC matches with the Hardys. So I think about them that way. So anyway, I say all that to say, anybody that cashes in, I'm always like, that's a sneaky champ. Not like the real champ, but kind of like the guy who's holding it for somebody.
Wait, has someone ever cashed in that wasn't a heel? Because I feel like it's only heels doing that.
Ambrose did it.
Okay.
He might have been the first. Somebody else had to do it.
Usually it's some like...
It seems like a bad guy thing to do.
It's a heel move.
It is. They sneak up on somebody, get them while they're down, and win. It's a heel move. So AJ, actually, top guy, who's technically a heel. And I think that that's a big thing about what's happening right now is that dudes... Do you feel like the lines are kind of blurring? You know what I mean? Like, I remember just now, I was just watching when KO came out. KO is definitely a heel. He plays a heel character. But he gets a huge pop when he comes out. You know what I mean? Because people know his background. They know he deserves it. They know that he's actually a really funny dude on Twitter and online. Like, and he's a great father. So it's like, because of the lines being blurred, do you think like heel face are kind of becoming less important?
A little bit sometimes.
Yeah.
I still think you're going to have your guys that are going to be classically, you know, one way or the other. But there are a lot of guys that do kind of walk that fine line where it's like, should I cheer for you? Or am I supposed to boo you? Or am I going to do both because I can't make up my mind?
We can do both. You know what I mean? And like Roman always comes to mind because Roman's a good guy, but he gets booed out the building. So
you think he's ever going to get over? Like, over to the point where the fans are actually going to be behind him, though?
They got to turn him heel.
I think he needs to be.
They have to do the Rock move. Like, make him just like a dick. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then flip him. Like, and I think people will respect it.
Yeah, because to me, him as a face is just... And the other thing is, he's not good on the mic.
That's the thing. He's not the Rock on the mic, but he's not.
He's not great on the mic, and that's going to hurt him in the long run, no matter what he is.
Maybe you could just get him a mouthpiece like Brock, you know? Just get him a Paul Heyman or somebody who can just manage him.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah, somebody can maybe manage him and just have him just be a beast. You know, just crush people.
Go in there and pummel fools.
Right. Speaking of somebody who I think would make a great manager, who's actually coming into his own, The Miz. Did you hear about what happened with The Miz like 2 or 3 weeks ago with the Daniel Bryan?
Promo we cut?
Yes.
That was probably the most impressive thing I've ever seen The Miz do.
Yeah. I became a Miz fan after that.
I was like, yo,
I believed it.
I did too.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's like, obviously we all know it's, you know, wrestling is wrestling, but
it's scripted.
There was definitely like the emotions and everything, the way it came off, there was some real
in there
behind that.
So that's what they call, for the lay people listening, a work shoot.
Yes.
So I think that was a work shoot done well, because there's already rumors of some heat backstage with Daniel Bryan and The Miz.
Yep.
And Maryse and Nikki and Brie. There's some weird stuff with that. So they put them together and just let the magic go. You know what I mean? Let the magic happen.
And meanwhile, Renee Young's like,
oh. She's like, And so they probably keep her out of the loop. Like, right. She doesn't know.
Oh, yeah, no.
You know what I mean? So she's like, guys, please.
Yeah,
because
she was like, she had that look like, she had that look someone's like, about to get punched in the face and I'm right here.
It was the Mike Myers look when Kanye said, George Bush don't care about black
people. Oh my God.
Like,
that was a long time ago. It was like, that was 05, 06.
Dude, that was a long time ago. I'll never forget. Speaking of a long time ago.
Yes.
I'm going to go through a couple of really quick historic moments this week in wrestling. So what happened in 2003 was one of the better SmackDown moments that I can remember. Kurt Angle versus Brock Lesnar in an Iron Man match. Now, I'm looking back like, this is so dope for so many reasons. They had an Iron Man match on TV.
Yeah.
Like, this was a pay-per-view match.
Yep.
And Lesnar won 5-4. Quick note on that match, because I saw it, but it was a long time ago, and I remember you remember that well.
I watched it live. Yeah, I remember when it was Hip Hop Show and Tell Day. We watched it live.
When I mentioned it, you were like, yep, I remember that. What were your thoughts on that match?
I was already a Brock Lesnar guy. I was a huge Kurt Angle fan, because they could both go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my thing. Like it's cool seeing like some of the, like, you know, the big guys, but I like seeing like actual wrestling. And both these guys could wrestle. And still do some high impact, like, and so to get an hour,
yeah,
and watching them go back and forth,
yeah,
and like the way they built that storyline with Brock and Kurt, and they built that up so well,
dude. There was so much build up, and like arguably real heat with them, and they there's a rumor, I don't know if you heard about this, that Kurt and Brock had a real match, like. In the ring with no rules, no TV.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, let's just go. Like, we're both amateurs. Let's do this.
Didn't Kurt get him?
And I think Kurt got him.
I heard Kurt got him. Like, in actual, like, wrestling.
Yeah, like, they were like, we're going to go traditional style wrestling. And he actually got him. Like,
yeah, that's in that era when Angle was just mega over, too. And
yeah. Angle's a beast, man. He's one of my all-time favorites.
I hope he comes back. Even if it's just in a limited role where he's not doing a whole lot, because physically,
his neck,
they're
is
probably
brilliant.
Not going to let him do a whole lot because it's too much of a liability. And it sucks because there's some guys I'd like to see him go with.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Who would, like, in today's guys, like, who would you like to see Angle in there with?
Right, I wish Daniel Bryan would have had to retire. I would love to see Bryan and Kurt go.
Yes.
Who else is, like, would I like to see? I mean, it'd be dope to see somebody like Seth Rollins go with Kurt.
That would be dope.
You know? But then, you know what? Kurt can go with anybody.
Anybody.
You know? Kurt's just one of those guys. You just throw him in the ring. He'll do what he can.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, he would kill it. Like, him and AJ would be dope. Him and even Kevin Owens would be dope.
Well, you saw, like, he just recently had that match with Cody.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And so, I heard it was really good.
Yeah. I kind of wish Cody wouldn't have left.
Yeah, Cody had a lot of talent, but he was stuck in that whack gimmick and was like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, the Stardust.
Yeah, it was not a good
gimmick. The Stardust, it was Stardust.
Yeah, Stardust. The Goldust and Stardust. Yeah, that was whack. Well.
What else happened?
All right, so what else happened was 21 years ago, WCW issued their walking papers to a guy named Steve Williams, a.k.a. Steve Austin.
Who's that?
Some dude, he did a couple things, you know, bald head guy who liked to drink beer, from Texas and stuff. But I don't know. I thought maybe he'd have some potential.
Right.
But Austin at that time was considered as one of the better young wrestlers in the U.S.
Yeah.
His career languished for that year. He was tagged up with Brian Pillman. They did a lot of cool things, but Austin was
Hollywood
in the
Blondes.
Yes. But Austin had gotten to the doghouse because he did not have a good reputation backstage. He would talk about how he was being used, and he was making $200,000 a year. This is back when WCW was just throwing away money. And they had that Turner money, and they were just like, here you go. And it was on a tour with New Japan that he tore his tricep and was out of action. And then they sent him like a fax or a FedEx.
Yes.
Yeah, they sent
him his, talk about this.
His release papers through FedEx.
And then he went to, he got a
got the call
ECW,
from Paul.
Was on the mic.
And was like, he's like, but I can't wrestle.
He
he's
just
like,
talked.
So what? He's like, talk that ish. And yeah. And that's what he did. He just shot for like weeks and weeks on end about everything from WCW, WWF, like Hulk Hogan, everybody. And it was great. It was great, man. And Bischoff has said, going back, that he's not the type of dude that has regrets. So he does not regret that move. What do you think?
He's full of shit. And I say that, and I'm actually I like Eric Bischoff. I'm a fan of Eric Bischoff. I like his just unabashed like assholeness. He's just who he is.
Yeah.
But come on, man. Like, looking back in hindsight, if you could have kept Steve Austin, knowing what Steve Austin was going to be,
come on. There would be no Monday Night Wars. Like, they would have just ran off with it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. If they had him and Goldberg at the same time,
Jesus.
Come on. And Hogan, there would be no reason to watch WWE. The Rock would be fighting. Who else was there?
That's in that point where, like, WWF at the time, they were kind of like, you know, talent-wise, like, they were...
They didn't have anything.
That's back when they had the cornball, like, their cornball cheesy gimmick guys, and that's when they had the jobbers, you know?
Yeah, it was real gimmick center, like, every tag team, like, dressed alike, and was Doink and Dink, and the Godwins, and...
Oh, man.
Like,
Was Gangrel and the Brood?
Gangrel and the Brood, like, all the tag teams was the Oddities, remember?
Yes.
The Job Squad, like, it was just bad. But, anyway, I had a friend say, and I don't know, I don't even believe this, but going back to that Miz and Daniel Bryan thing,
yeah.
Is that this is a long term setup for Daniel Bryan to come back for one match. What do you think?
No, because no, there's to me, there's no way that Daniel Bryan would agree to come back, or you know, get cleared for one match. He doesn't want to be retired now.
Yeah,
He wants to be, like, I guess I could swear I read he said he can get cleared by outside WWE doctors. They'll clear him like it's no problem.
Oh, yeah. If
it's,
he
it's
left.
The WWE doctors that are like, nope.
They're like.
And what? I think they're being overly cautious.
Yeah, I mean, shoot. Why not? Like, they'll be the ones getting the lawsuits or the terrible
reputation. It sucks,
reputation.
Though, man, because Daniel Bryan was so incredibly over. And just
so
to
great.
Watch it just collapse because he got hurt.
I felt like, and this might be like blowing it out of proportion, maybe slightly exaggerating, but his rise reminded me of Stone Cold's. Like, where it was like, the crowd is behind him no matter what. It don't matter what y'all do to this
dude. It didn't matter what he did.
Like, it does not matter. The crowd is with him, and you can't stop it. Like, you can't deny this.
Every arena was a yes chant.
Right. Right.
It's just like, you get the what? It's a yes chant.
You get the what? You get the yes. Oh, man. All right, so that is our history segment. We're going to come back to wrap up in a moment, and then we're going to figure out what Rock's music selection would be if he was in the squared circle. It's Matt Mania. I'll see you in a second.
Hey, party people. It's Kate Murdoch here, and I want to talk to you about something real fresh, real new that myself and Mega Ran are doing now, and it involves you. The fans, myself and Mega Rant just launched a Patreon, a monthly way for you all to subscribe to us and what we do. For as little as $1 a month, you'll get free exclusive downloads, a guaranteed song a month, and if you pledge at the $10 level, you'll get a free project a month, whether it be something we do together, whether it's something solo, a side project that I engineer or produce, it's guaranteed exclusive for you Patreon supporters. So, If you really like what we do, then this is the time to get down and join us. We are trying to bring back that Nintendo Fun Club vibe because this is essentially a fan club for the real fans. So check it out, patreon.com/bitsandrhymes. That's patreon.com/bitsandrhymes. And now back to your regularly scheduled program. Thank you.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? This is Mega Ran. It's Matt Mania with special guest Rock Knowledge.
Yep. All
right. So, Rock, real quick, I'm going to get into something that's not wrestling related. You yourself, sir, call yourself a poet.
Yes, sir.
And I, as I know, as a writer, writing doesn't really go away. You always write at different times, I'm sure, when different, you know, inspiration strikes, things like that. So are you still writing these days?
It's funny you should bring that up. It's not that I'm not writing. I just happen to tend to do my best work when I'm like sad, depressed, angry. And
you're not
been happy for well over a year and some change. So yeah, I don't really write as much as I used to. I don't know if that's kind of sad to say that I can only do it. Like, it's not that I can't do it now. It's just, it's much easier, and it's just, you know, my creative juices flow more when I'm going through some hard times, and things are good right now, so I'm not really scrolling like I used to.
Alright, life is good, so that's a good thing.
Yes, sir.
Alright, so somebody, if you see Rock, just walk up on him and like smack him in the back of the head or something, and then
you know what?
You might get killed.
Just come up and be like, yo, Jay got Nas in the beef, and I'll be like, man, you might infuriate me.
That's gonna flip the whole thing.
I'm like, what?
I'm going back to right now.
Or tell me like little Yachty's like the future.
No. Dude, I spent like an hour listening to little Yachty's music.
Oh yeah, it's Yachty, my bad.
Yeah, like the boat. Lil Boat. That's the name of his mixtape. I was so fascinated, like, why is this dope to be?
That's the dude with the hot Cheeto hair, right?
Yes, okay. Hot Cheeto hair. So I listened to like three of his interviews, and then I listened to like seven songs.
Oh, he's an idiot.
And my head hurt.
Did you comprehend any words?
Not really.
Okay.
Wow. But anyway, I don't get it. But you know, maybe I'm not supposed to get it, so I'm just.
We're not. We're not, musically, I think we are definitely come from a different cloth and come from a different era. Mm-hmm. I don't think we're supposed to understand it. It's not for us. Doesn't mean I'm not going to talk about it, though, because I will continue to talk about this trash.
Oh, man, I don't get it. I was just like, maybe I'm missing something. Let me listen to another song. Nope. And then another song. And another song. And I still didn't get it. But anyway, moving on. Ryback, speaking of moving on, has bounced from WWE. The big guy, Ryan Reeves, is now a free agent. He's bouncing around a little bit. He said he might think about New Japan and a bunch of other indie stuff. And he has a podcast. And in his first episode, he gets into like some nitty gritty about why he left. He said, and he made a point that I thought was good. He was like, if this stuff is all predetermined, why do you differentiate my pay based on how many times I lose? Like, it was you guys who said, we're going to ride you to the promised land. He also said, I don't even know if I believe this, but they promised him a world title run, which I think they promised everybody that. And they promised him that at WrestleMania, he was going to beat AJ Styles to retain the world title this year. Thoughts?
That's interesting. I don't know if I necessarily believe that. For all we know, it could be true, but that sounds kind of far-fetched. Like,
I consider where he was, and I'm like, nah, you were pre-show.
Yeah, because like, he wasn't Kalisto, like he wasn't main event. He wasn't like main event roster, like doing the big matches.
He wasn't even like mid-card at that point. Like he were curtain jerking.
He had no strap. He had no strap. Like he was. Yeah, nah. I don't buy that.
Nah. I don't know. But it's an interesting listen if you guys are out there. It's the Big Guy podcast, The Big Guy Speaks or something like that. And Feed Me More.
That's clever.
It's his brand.
That's a clever name for a podcast.
I could be wrong, but it's something like that. Big Guy something, Feed Me More or something. But it's interesting just to hear him talk. He was like, you know, it wasn't about the money. They were about to sign to a 3-year deal for $1.5 million. And basically they just kept not making good on their promises. And I mean, it sounded a lot like what CM Punk said. So I think that's part of the business. Like, you just got to get used to Vince lying to your face, you know?
Well, I mean, you got to think about it. If you're not happy here, where are you going to go?
Yeah, what you going to do? Where are you gonna
Let's be real. TNA is not no real threat.
No. I just read something, and I was going to ask you. I heard TNA is dope right now. I haven't watched it in forever. I heard it's dope right now. Lashley is the champ.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's back?
He's back.
See, I can't take TNA seriously for one reason.
What's that?
Six-sided ring.
Yeah. I would like for them to go to a regular ring.
Like, I thought it was dope when they actually
But I thought it was
brought
dope
it
when
to
they...
an act, when they had, when, you know, when they brought in the squared circle.
Yeah, yeah.
Now it's became, back to this
now they do the
six-sided crap. I don't want
They
see
have
that.
Sandow now. The Matt Hardy stuff is crazy, but kind of brilliant.
I didn't watch it, but I heard mixed reviews.
It's weird.
I listened to Cheap Heat.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were talking.
Oh, they said
it
sucked.
Yeah, and I was just like,
I didn't think it sucked, but they were like not with it.
I'm not a big Matt Hardy guy though either, so it'd be really hard to win me over.
Yeah, I can see that. It's something different though, and I think that's what they needed. It's like, stop trying to compete and just do something different. Like, you know, stop bringing in the old WWE guys and trying to capitalize off them. Create something new. Like, I thought the X Division was dope. Like, I thought that's such a great idea. But yeah, man. I heard it's lit now.
Galloway, is it Gallows? The guy that was in WWE, Drew Galloway.
Galloway.
Doesn't he have the strap, or doesn't he got a belt over there too?
I think he does. Yeah. It's going well from what I heard, but I don't even know where to watch it at right now.
I don't know what channel it's on.
Network does it go?
And then every other day, I swear I bring an article about like TNA about to fold, TNA having money problems, TNA not paying these people. Like,
well, I heard on 24wrestling.com 9 hours ago that WWE is about to make a bid.
I read that too, courtesy of Dave Meltzer.
Ah, so it might be legit because Meltzer is the dude.
Yeah,
and so. And then I read another article that said WWE is making a huge mistake if they buy TNA. It's going to send them down the tubes.
You
like,
know what?
What do you think?
But I think Vince would buy it and swallow it and go bye-bye.
Pretty much. It's like your stuff goes on the network.
He would milk the roster.
Your guys.
Get the best guys.
Give me your good guys.
And best girls. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of y'all. Peace. Indie circuit. Bye. That's what I think he would do.
Probably.
I don't think TNA would exist.
I don't think he would keep it going.
No.
Nah. It would just be to get the archives and their best talent. I'm like, all right, I'm going to throw their archives
on
the
network. I mean, there is some good, like, older TNA matches that are really dope.
Yeah.
You know, there is some good stuff. It's just now it's...
And with AJ being the guy, like, being able to have his library is kind of valuable. You know what I mean? Because you want your people to go back and be like, this is why he's great.
AJ matches with Kurt, AJ with Christopher Daniels, AJ with Joe. There's, man.
Yeah, there's a lot of good ones. So I wouldn't mind. Speaking of, you just mentioned Joe. We got to talk about it.
Yeah.
When is Joe coming up? Should he be up? What's happening?
I mean, if you look at how they've, you know, took everybody else off of NXT and left him, you would think he'd be coming soon. Like, I don't admit, does he have heat?
I don't know.
You know, who'd he give a muscle buster to when he, wasn't it, what's his name? The one, was it Tyson Kidd? It took a muscle buster and like
and
he's
him?
Been out since.
Oh yeah, like
not saying
career.
That like Tyson Kidd is like, you know, a premier star, but I mean, is Joe viewed as reckless because of that? I mean,
oh man, I hope not.
I hope not too. I mean, he did have the strap at NXT and he did drop it. So.
They gave him the title, and I mean, he lost it to Nakamura. Nakamura's great.
Because for me, it's like, let's bring Joe up to SmackDown, and let's see if we can get another good feud out of AJ and Joe.
I would love to see that.
Because the WWE
and I think
never
I can't
that.
See people having an issue with that. Like, who wouldn't want to see those guys go at it again?
Because most WWE fans probably weren't really big into TNA all that much. They probably never seen these guys go.
Yeah.
They know each other. They know what they can both do.
Yeah.
So, I hope Joe comes up. He's one of the rare TNA guys that I do like.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. All right, so we got a pay-per-view coming up this weekend.
Sir.
So let's talk about it. Clash of Champions. It's usually their September pay-per-view, mm-hmm. but now we're doing two a month, so here we go.
It's too many.
It is too many, especially for them to be 3 hours. Like, cut them down, make it like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Like, the roster's smaller, I would understand, but nah. Okay, so here we go. Let's start from start from the bottom. We got a pre-show match, Alicia Fox versus Nia Jax. Do we care?
No, and I've never seen Nia Jax, but based on your description of her, she should have no problem mopping the floor with Alicia Fox.
One thing I like that both shows are doing is they've added jobbers back in. So now each show, like Braun Strowman wrecks some no-name dude.
Yeah.
Nia Jax wrecks some no-name girl, like each show. So now she gets to fight someone who's not quite a no-name, but Alicia Fox.
I mean, she's jobber adjacent, though.
Yeah, she's jobber adjacent. So Nia Jax is winning that. Sami Zayn versus Chris Jericho. Now, Jericho's been excellent. Like, this newest run might be his best work yet. Like, this is a heel. It's classic heel work. And he's not just there to just put over younger guys, as he's been showing. He's been actually beating dudes. So, Sami Zayn, Chris Jericho. I feel like Zayn needs a little bit of help right now. He's kind of been stuck in this mid-card limbo. And he has so much potential. But what do you think?
I think it makes sense for Sami Zayn to win. You know, to get the get a quality win over a very high quality opponent.
Right.
But you never know with booking these days.
Nah, you never know, man.
Because I mean, honestly, losing to Sami Zayn is not gonna hurt Chris Jericho.
Nah, it won't.
You know,
it was like two weeks ago on Raw, Jericho took on Neville, and Neville just came back from an injury. Another dude who was hugely over just kind of got his momentum stopped. And Jericho beat him in the rings, like, fair and square. So, you never really know. So, I'm going to say Sami Zayn, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't call it. 50-50 on that one. Cruiserweight champ TJ Perkins taking on Brian Kendrick. I know you said you haven't seen a whole lot of the Cruiserweight stuff. It's the best thing on the network. Do yourself a favor. Give it a little bit of time because it's so good. Perkins versus Kendrick. I mean, I like Kendrick, but Perkins is the champ, and this is his first match. So I would say Perkins is probably winning that.
Okay.
All right. Cesaro versus Sheamus, a match that not a lot of people care about. What they're doing right now, they're doing this best of seven series. Sheamus went up 3-0, and then Cesaro won one on a house show, and then he won another one. And another one. So now he's trying to come all the way back. So now it's tied. So, what do you say?
Cesaro.
All right. Cesaro and whoever wins it gets a title shot at Kevin Owens. So it's got to be Cesaro.
Yeah.
All right. Tag Team Champions The New Day versus Gallows and Anderson, The Club. What do you think? It has been 13 months since The New Day has had the titles. The gimmick's getting a little bit played. This is the second straight pay-per-view. Gallows and Anderson getting a shot. I predicted Gallows and Anderson to win last time. They didn't. So, I don't know. What do you think?
I think now might be the time for them to try to retool The New Day a little bit. So, them losing the straps or, not winning probably wouldn't be a bad thing.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's time to maybe have them just to get some, like, there's not a lot of depth in those characters, so maybe have Big E accidentally cost them the match or something and cause a little friction, something like that, where we can shake it up. I'm hoping that is, if they lose, at least build a story out of it.
Yes.
Women's title, we got Charlotte, Sasha, Bayley. Sounds like a dream match. Should be a really good one. Sasha, the rumor was that she lost that match because she was injured, the last one. So she appears to be okay. Bayley just got there. I don't think she's getting the belt yet.
Nah. I think she's just there.
She's kind of there.
In it.
Yeah. I say Charlotte, but what do you think?
I can go with my girl Sasha. And that's just me just picking her because I got a thing.
I wouldn't be mad at that either way.
No.
All right. So U.S. title, Rusev, Roman Reigns. Quick little note on this. Roman Reigns has not won a pay-per-view match since May. He's been losing every pay-per-view.
Wow. I did not realize.
And I didn't know that, but it's a little note that's next to this. And so that kind of affects my decision-making here. So I think Roman's going to win the title.
Yeah, I think Roman's going to get it too, especially the way Raw ended with him, like, pretty much getting...
He got whooped. Destroyed. Yeah, so him getting destroyed, I think... it kind of will give you that reverse thing.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, now he's got the momentum, you know. And Universal Championship, Kevin Owens. I think this is his first title defense versus the man, Seth freaking Rollins, CrossFit Jesus himself.
CrossFit Jesus.
What's your pick here?
Can they like decide to like get rid of the Universal title and bring back like the Winged Eagle belt? Like bring back a belt that matters now.
I would love that.
Who's gonna win in that match? I think KO. Is gonna keep it.
I think so too. You can't lose in your first defense.
It's too soon. He just got it.
But I think some shenanigans, because I feel like Seth, everybody recognizes Seth. And even in during Raw, man, Seth kind of showed off a bit. Like he was jumping all over the place. You know what I mean? So Seth is the like most over and complete athlete they got. So I think for him to beat him, he's got to cheat. You know what I mean? So I think Kevin Owens wins. You know, he keeps his place as the top bad guy. Yeah. This is also going to lead Seth into a face run, I think. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's about time. I think that it's been time for Seth to kind of turn face and go. Yeah, I read something here on IB Times. They think, same thing, Owens. But they're saying that Owens could win with help from Triple H or Stephanie, who will eventually reveal that she was in on the whole thing. But I don't know that. But that's what we got. Clash of Champions is happening this weekend. There's supposed to be an untelevised match between Brock Lesnar and Randy Orton. Have you heard about this?
I have not heard about that.
There's supposed to be an untelevised match Saturday, like a house show. They're having a match. So they made a big deal about that. I think it's in Chicago.
Randy gonna get his revenge for getting like bludgeoned to death.
Getting busted open. Yeah, so that's supposed to happen this weekend, so who knows what's going to happen.
Didn't he just recently come back from that beating and he's about to get back up in the ring again?
Another one that was arguably, it was definitely worked for him to bleed and end that way. But I think they said he kind of busted him the hard way. You know what I mean? Like
I think I had read they said that Brock, he didn't do it the
normal way.
Yeah.
Like
I think he literally threw a straight up elbow.
He got him
to his head and just popped him open. So
gave him stitches. Like that's not in the plans when you get stitches.
Yeah, because when I was watching that, I was like, yeah, Randy's probably not supposed to be bleeding like that. Like I'm pretty sure they okayed a little bit of color.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was supposed to be the way it was.
It wasn't supposed to go down like that. That was kind of gross. Like he was laying in a puddle.
Did you hear about supposedly Chris Jericho like stepped to Brock after that?
Yeah, I heard that.
I read it before, I heard Chris Jericho like stepped to Goldberg back in the day too and put Goldberg on his back. So.
Wow. See, it's the little guys, man.
Hey, I'm
don't
telling
mess
you,
with
man.
Them little dudes. All right, I want Jericho and Conor McGregor. At the next UFC, sign him up. Let's do it. Let's do it. I want to see that. Oh man, he gonna come in and avenge CM Punk. Take him a mark.
Oh, that's
maybe.
Hilarious.
Anyway, we're gonna wrap up on that note. But I gotta have you pick your song of the week that we're gonna go out on. So now you, Rock Knowledge, is coming to the ring, ladies and gentlemen. Now enter the ring, you know. And what would the song be?
Well, I had to think about it for a second, but I gotta go with track 3, Supreme Clientele, Ghostface Killah, produced by Juju and the Beatnuts. One.
Oh, that's a great one. Great one. Oh man. Alright. Yeah, well, on that note, we're gonna run one and then we're gonna say one to y'all. I'm Mega Rand. Big shout out to my co-host for this week, Rock Knowledge. Tell the people where they can find you on the internet.
You can catch me online at Rock Knowledge on Twitter, on Instagram. You can also check me out each and every Friday night with Matt Locks. We host Rhyme and Reason Radio on 101.1 The Beat. Just check me out. If you know me, you know I pop off. Pretty much say what I feel. I'm unfiltered. So, yeah. That is what it is, man. Just check us out every Friday night.
That is what it is.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. We out. Thank you. And as always, keep your shoulders off the mat. It's Mega Rand. It's Matt Mania. See you next time.
It's the Rock. New Ghostface. Check it out.
y'all. We back.
Yes, yes, y'all.
One.
Yeah.
Mask Avengers. Here to sharpen your sword.
One.
All praises due to your method. Tank Clan. Scream on it.
Hey, yo.
One.
We at the gate waiting for Jake. We want 8 ravioli bags. 2 thirsty villain Della Bellyache. Heavyweight rhyme writers hitting the grass. That's the right. Pull out this kite from this wife. Talking about dead ghosts. You the only guy I know. Like when the cops come, you never hide your toes. Get started mashing. CBL, ice water, metallic. Past tense, place the gold caskets. Drew Hill, just specialist. Lounging at the mine. Sway, goofy, rap, undercover dentist. Rhymes is made of garlic. Never in the target when the knocks hit. Rumor is you might start to spit. Unite, Lord. Sweet daddy, great swim. Lift it on the dance floor. Make oaths free, followed by gold. Dunkin' High Monument cakes. Be never half-baked. Alaskan. Tescape, pussy, new court dates. Trauma. Hands is like candy canes. Lay my balls on ice. The branches in my be the vein. Swimsuit issue. God sent truly from the heart. Boy, I miss you. See daddy rock a ritual. Martyr and slave guard. Graveyard spells. Fog your goggles. Laying like needles in the hospital. One. 5 steps to conquer. Ask Bernadette. Big ass whistle. Zip lock the air here. Thistle.
So all my real bitches take your drawers off. So all my high snatch the skirt off. Just in case she wanna play. Get up in that face and tell her ghost that take your clothes off.
Hey yo, the devil planted fear inside the black babies. 50 cent sodas in the hood, they gon' crazy. Dead meat placed in the shells, we eat cocos. Fast from the hog, y'all, and grow up. And yo, crash through, break the glass. Tony with the goalie mask, that's the pass. Heavy ice rolling, laying on the dash. Love the grass, cauliflower hurting when I dump the trash. Sour mask, served in every glass. Up at the Wally Bass, sun splash. Or the grab blessing with your name slash. Backdraft, 4 pounder screaming with the pearly ass. Children fix the contrast, add the sound clashes. Mrs. Dad, sprinkle with an icicle eyelash. Ask cap of pentagrass for backstage passes. Special guest, no more Johnny Blaze, Johnny Mathis. Acrobat, run up on that Love Jones actress. Distract the cat while I'm high sugar, get a crack at this. Dick and damn Oprah, jump rope. David Dinkins, watch the black mayor, D.C. Hit the mocha, tangerine sofa. 2 super soakers in the rover, hit the sports bar. Tell a young lady to bend over. Meditating yoga, paddleball, dancing with the vulture. Cast a Troy, laying for Travolta. Yo, Swiss the lingo, 5970. Garglo, 7154, be Evan. Hey, yo, the devil planted fear inside the black babies. 50 cent sodas in the hood, they're going crazy. Dead meat placed in the cell, we eat co-cuts. Fast from the hog, y'all, and grow up. And yo, Wu-Tang Clan, TMF in the motherfucking joint. We all connect as
one.
Straight up and down, y'all. Yo, how many girls you got? Fuck, yo.
One.
This is the man, the myth, the legend, Jack Evans from the heavens, and I just wanted to inform you that your ears are currently being blessed by none other than Matt Mania. Keep listening, people, and you know this, man. Boom!